Fresh from the Rusted Culture Podcast.
Well, folks, all I can tell you is that Donald Trump and Rush Limbaugh must have had some serious pillow talk going on after that last rally that Donald Trump had. It sounds like Donald Trump really got his feelings hurt about the crowd size.
You know, when you're used to filling an arena, whatever the size of the arena is, and you're not going to fill it, it can be disconcerting.
Oh.
Especially when you believe all week long that a million people tried to get in, and you went along with building an outdoor stage. You're going to have monster truck rallies out there. You're going to have musical combos and groups.
What's going on at these pandemic rallies, for God's sakes? Monster trucks? Musical combos and groups? Cotton candy and fried fat balls? What the...
Firing up the tunes, and then
jeez,
none of that is going to happen.
Hmm.
So, I don't know. I think he was. I detected, at any rate, that Trump was ticked off.
Oh yeah, too bad. But you know, Rush Limbaugh's got all the answers for Donald Trump on why the crowd size was small.
And people say, what's the point? I can watch it on TV. I don't have to be there. I don't have to risk getting sick. I don't have to risk getting beat up. I don't have to risk being set on fire. And lo and behold, a record television audience occurred on Saturday night. 7 million on Fox. Grand total, 11 million people watched that rally.
Oh, come on, Rush. You know, I might buy the 7 million on Fox. I might buy that, but the Trump campaign came out saying that 4 million people watched it from our streaming platforms. Nobody's going to believe that. That's fake news. I mean, who's going to believe Brad Parscale of all people? I mean, does he look like somebody that you can trust? That 4 million is just a number that he pulled right out of the back pocket of his pants there just to kind of make it almost doubled the number. You got to be kidding me. Nobody's going to believe that. So what the American people really see in these rallies is an out-of-touch president hell-bent on holding pandemic rallies where there are more people wearing red MAGA hats than face masks. That's what they see. Pandemic rallies from a president who is out of touch. Folks, he is mentally out of touch. We saw it. He can't hardly go down a ramp. He can hardly lift a glass. I mean, something's not right here. This president, mentally out of touch, the lights are on there, folks, but nobody's home.
I hate nitpicking, especially when people nitpick me.
Too bad, Rush. Well, after that, rambling Rush Limbaugh then proceeded to try to convince Americans, I mean, if you can imagine, that the reason why protesters are tearing down statues that celebrate racist losers from the Confederacy, well, it's because they're Marxist. They're not protesters that are peaceful, protesting racism. They're Marxist and they're Leninist. And you know what they're trying to do, he says? They're trying to prepare to tear down America. Americans want change, Rush, on systemic racism and statues from the Confederacy that celebrate racists. They belong somewhere else.
They're tearing down statues. They're tearing down artwork. They're tearing down anything with a link to the past in this country. And it's not because the past offends them. It's because they're getting ready to wipe out this country.
No, they're not.
Getting ready to totally scrap it and start again.
Oh, get out of here.
They believe the country is irredeemable. They're simply, folks, it's a bunch of Marxists. We find ourselves in this campaign not against Republicans, Democrats. This is the American people versus Marxism.
Oh, come on. Nice try, Rush. Nice try. But with respect to these statues, did you realize, Rush, that the Charleston City Council yesterday, while you were on the air, voted unanimously to remove and relocate a statue of former Vice President and slave advocate John Calhoun from a downtown square? That's what they did. And that's not Marxism at work. That's not Leninism at work. That's people recognizing the racism of John Calhoun. I don't care if he's from the Confederacy. I don't care if he's 200 years old and it's an antique statue. The fact is, the man was racist. So the approved resolution that they approved will allow the 100-foot monument in Marion Square to be moved to an appropriate site where it will be protected and preserved. Maybe we could have a theme park of racist Confederate statues where people can go in and they can actually recognize what the Confederacy was really about. But old Rush Limbaugh wouldn't give it up. He had this to say.
This is what they are encouraging. This is what they're standing for and by. But this is not, folks, this is not about the Confederacy.
Yes, it is.
It's not about slavery.
It is.
It's not about being offended by statues.
It's exactly what it's about.
That's not what's happening here.
It is.
What's happening is that a bunch of Marxists under the guise of Black Lives Matter and social justice and whatever other groups are out there are literally trying to tear this country down.
Wrong.
Not
nice try.
Insult it. Tear it down. Tear it apart. Rip it apart.
No, that's not what it's about. It is about racism, Rush. It's about racism. He just, you know, Rush Limbaugh just happens to represent, and he's been on the air long enough to prove this, he's representing an out-of-touch white man trying to keep racist statues hanging around if it kills him.
You know, this same thing happened in Venezuela.
Oh, come on. Oh,
don't get
come
mad.
On.
Don't get mad, but it did.
You're nuts. Rush,
you
come
know,
on.
The same thing happened
in Venezuela. You know what? He's just out of touch, folks. And it's not just that, but he's begging for Republicans to help him with this Leninist and Marxist movement. He's trying to gin up some support.
How many elected Republicans have denounced the mass destruction and desecration of these statues?
They know it's racist.
These public monuments all across the country, even in their own states. How many of them are making it look like they're outraged by it? How many of them are saying anything along the lines of making you believe they think it should stop and that they're going to do something to make it stop?
That's because it's racist and they know it.
This flash briefing was brought to you by the Rusted Culture Podcast, and you can find us on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, Spotify, and Google Play, or wherever you find your podcast. Thanks for listening.